As the leaves began to fall, the citizens of Moon's Eye Tree Mountain excitement stirred, as they knew the annual scary story was to be told just this month. Anyone could enter the contest, and the legacy of one's story getting chosen the scariest at such a monumental event was far more treasured than any material reward. People from many faraway towns traveled there to hear the spooky words of the Moon's Eye citizens at this time of year.
It's like everything when they have a market here.
Did you hear they're playing the winning story throughout the whole range this year? The girl always picked up new and interesting facts from the characters at the market, admiring her beads and shells for sale. She wondered about the twisted and chilling ideas being brewed in every passing stranger's mind, preparing to send in their scroll in only a few days. That will be 2 willow leaves and a start of lavender, please. Of course. As the girl accepted the payment from the unusual customer's hand, she noticed a cooling aura, obsidian jewelry that seemed to flow like harsh waters, and the questioning feeling that something was wrong. I haven't seen you through the market or at the Moon's Eye reading last year. Where have you traveled from? The stranger looks up to respond, but shadows from their flowing overcoat don't reveal a face to the girl. I've come from far away these mountains with the winning story of your little contest, a tale waiting to be shared for millennia. Before any further questioning the girl could have done, the stranger had disappeared into the many faces of the Moon's Eye market. Pulling the stone handle on the lamp keeping her treehouse awake, the girl tried to get sleep, as the memory of the mysterious passerby filled her head with curious persistence, not knowing their fate was worthy of this much thought. "What an interesting man," the girl said. "I wonder why he was in such a hurry for those midnight beads." As the girl spoke, the evil creature added the final ingredient to his winning narrative, sealed the envelope to the Moon's Eye Castle, and waited anxiously for the next morning's events. Crowds swarmed to the square, music played from the tops of the mountains, and the spokesman made his way to the front podium. Voices became hushed, and the first words of the man's story were read aloud. As midnight fell over Moon's Eye, the creature watched from a rooftop as the citizens of the mountains all rose to the clouds. Midnight falling over the village forever.